Number 6. History.
Okay, class. Today we're talking about genealogy, a hobby that is becoming more and more popular these days. Who knows what genealogy is?
Is it collecting things, like for a hobby?
Something like that. You could say that genealogy is collecting information, though. You see, genealogy is the study of one's family history, about one's ancestors, their jobs, where they lived, etc. I really want to focus today's lecture on researching genealogy. Specifically, I'll talk about two resources for research, computers and volunteer groups. Most people these days use the internet to research their family histories. Why not? Most of us have access to computers and the internet at home, work, or school. It only takes a few seconds to type in a search request. I'll bet some of you have done it, and if not, you'll probably give it a try tonight. Anyway, researchers use the internet to share data that is useful for tracing family histories. Most of the special software programs they use can output information about people and their relationships in a standard format called GEDCOM. That is GE for genealogical, D for data, and COM for communications. The output from GEDCOM can then be shared with others via email and message boards, or it can be put on CD-ROMs and DVDs. You might need to be patient when doing a genealogical search online, because so many people want to learn about their family histories, the large online databases frequently collapse and have to be rebooted or fixed. Okay, let's see. There are also groups of researchers who volunteer to help find and organize information about family histories. They focus on several types of information, such as historical events, for example, births and deaths, relationships between people, or some researchers focus on particular names, for example, how the spelling of these names has changed over generations. Some research groups have members who volunteer to share their time by looking for specific information for each other. This might include searching local birth and death records, or even searching tombstones in local cemeteries for a particular name. I want you to understand that these volunteer groups do this work because they enjoy the subject and the research involved. Who knows, maybe one of them will help one of you track down your distant relatives someday.
1. Based on the information in the talk, indicate whether each phrase below describes internet or volunteer researcher information. Two. According to the professor, why do researchers volunteer to help people find genealogical information? Three. What is the professor's attitude toward internet research related to genealogies? Four. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Something like that.